At 7:06 here this morning, we have 49 degrees. Your temperature here under mostly cloudy skies. The rain and a little bit of light mist has subsided here in the area. We picked up 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall actually here at the KJN studios. We're a little over on our estimate earlier, but 32 one-hundredths is the official rainfall total here at the KJN studios from 7 a.m. yesterday until 7 a.m. here this morning. Messina also reporting 46 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The Iowa Supreme Court says a Glenwood man will not face a kidnapping charge in connection with an incident in which he is accused by a girl of molesting her 8 years ago. Daniel Walden was charged with kidnapping, sexual abuse, and indecent contact with a child. He appealed the kidnapping charge, alleging Iowa law requires it to be filed within 3 years. Prosecutors say a girl complained last year that Walden locked her in a bedroom of his home and molested her. Walden denies ever touching her. Justices said Friday they must uphold the legislature's kidnapping filing limitation and dismiss that charge. Walden faces trial on the remaining charges. He could have faced life in prison if convicted of kidnapping. The sexual abuse charge carries a maximum of 25 years. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest on Friday of a Stanton man. At approximately 7:50 p.m., deputies arrested 18-year-old Matthew Stephen Wood of Stanton following a traffic stop in the 400 block of Broad Avenue in Stanton. Wood was charged with possession of a controlled substance and is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Montgomery County Canine Unit assisted deputies with the investigation during that stop. Sheriff's officials in Shelby County say two people were hurt while a third was checked for injuries following a three-vehicle accident Thursday afternoon. Authorities say the accident happened at around 3:40 p.m. just south of the intersection of 110th Street and Highway 59 in the northbound lane. The crash occurred after a Harlan Community School District bus stopped to unload students at 1132 Highway 59. Officials say a Ford pickup and a Ford Explorer both stopped behind the school bus. And then 17-year-old Joshua Mulligan of Defiance, who was driving a 2001 Pontiac, was unaware both the pickup and SUV had stopped. His car then hit the SUV from behind, causing it to be pushed into the rear of the pickup. At no time was there any contact by the vehicles with the bus. Two passengers in the SUV were transported to the Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan for treatment of minor injuries and released. Mulligan was examined at Murtu for possible injuries and also released. All of the vehicles sustained major damage. Mulligan was cited for failure to stop with an assured and clear distance. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by personnel from the Harlan Fire Department and Iowa State Patrol. Nine employees have now been fired or resigned amid a widening investigation into security breaches at a maximum security Iowa prison. Four former tower guards at Anamosa State Penitentiary were charged this month as part of a federal investigation into the smuggling of cell phones and drugs inside the prison. A fifth person who didn't work at Anamosa is accused of supplying marijuana and prescription drugs that guards used and traded among themselves. The tower guards had already left employment when U.S. Attorney Kevin Tischow announced the charges against them on October 6th. Since then, five others have departed as a result of the investigation. Prison spokesman Matthew Ivins says the five others aren't charged with criminal activity, but the investigation found serious violations of work rules that relate to security practices. Iowa State University has been awarded a grant to establish the only federally funded forensic sciences center in the nation. The Iowa City Press-Citizen reports that the National Institute of Standards and Technology awarded the university the five-year grant worth up to $20 million. The Iowa Board of Regents approved Thursday establishing the Center for Statistics and Application and Forensic Evidence. The center's primary goal will be to build a statistical and scientific foundation under pattern evidence, such as fingerprints or blood spatter, and cyber forensics, such as figuring out who put what data on computers. Iowa State Statistics Professor Alicia Karakiri will head the center and says it will do interesting research that is directed toward solving important social and technical problems. Officials with Audubon County Economic Development say a candidate forum will be held on Monday evening in Audubon for those candidates running for mayor and city council in Audubon. Current Mayor Sam Kaufman is not running for re-election. On the ballot for mayor during the November 3rd city elections is Barb Jacobson and write-in candidate Brandon Toft. City council candidates include Brad Hemmingson, Andy Griffith, Bob Jacobson, and John Wetzel. The candidate forum, sponsored by Audubon County Tourism, will be held 7 p.m. on Monday at the Audubon Memorial Building on the Square in Audubon. Persons needing a ride to the event should call 712-563-3269. The superintendent of Sioux City Schools says he won't block plans by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump to hold an event at a district high school. Superintendent Paul Gossman announced Friday that despite complaints and a threatened protest, he won't stop Trump from using West High School on Tuesday for a campaign event. The Sioux City Journal reports a 2012 West High graduate organized a petition calling for the district to not allow use of the school for Trump's event. He's now planning a protest at the site. Former student Francisco Valadez says that Trump shouldn't be allowed to use the school because of his views on immigration. Gossman says many candidates have held events at Sioux City schools, so it's not fair to exclude Trump. The Page County Sheriff's Office reported a woman was arrested on a theft charge Thursday. 60-year-old Karen Gay Spicer of Shambaugh was arrested at her residence on a Page County warrant for theft in the third degree. Spicer was transported to the Page County Jail, where she posted a $2,000 bond and was released pending future court proceedings. Three students at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs were arrested Thursday afternoon on various charges following an altercation over an allegedly stolen pot pipe. Council Bluffs police responded at around 2:30 p.m. to the college for a report of a subject that was reportedly armed with a gun. Prior to any officers arriving on scene, IWCC campus security personnel had been able to stop and detain a male student who had been pointed out as having displayed a handgun at other students during an altercation. A further investigation revealed that three male students had been gathered in the dorm room of 19-year-old Ethan Grask of Clive, smoking illegal drugs together, when 18-year-old Anthony E. Sanders of Omaha went to leave the room while allegedly attempting to steal a piece of drug paraphernalia from Grask. A fight between Grask and Sanders ensued, with Sanders eventually displaying and threatening 18-year-old Connor Holdsworth of Carroll with what appeared to be a semi-automatic handgun in order to exit the residence hall. While fleeing, Sanders was stopped by campus security in a parking lot near the dorm building. After searching the scene, officers located a plastic airsoft pellet gun in some bushes near the area where Sanders was taken into custody. The pellet gun looked similar to an actual handgun, as the orange-colored safety tip had been removed. Grass suffered minor injuries during the altercation with Sanders, but did not require any medical attention. No other students were injured. The campus was not placed on lockdown, as Sanders was located and detained by campus security staff almost immediately after the incident took place. Sanders, Grask, and 18-year-old Raquan Gray of Frederick, Missouri, were booked into Pottawatomie County Corrections. Sanders and Gray both were charged with robbery in the first degree. Sanders faces an additional charge of aggravated assault. Grask was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. While being booked into the corrections, Gray was also found to be in possession of a controlled substance that is suspected to have come from Grask's room. All three men face a charge of gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used. And while the investigation continues, authorities say they do not anticipate any additional charges at this time. That's a look at some of the latest news here this morning. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Betty Sinow, age 89, of Manning, died Wednesday at the Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Betty Sinow will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Jack A. Simonson, age 82, of Branson, Missouri, died October 17th in Edmond, Oklahoma. Funeral services for Jack Simonson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Taryn Hart, age 29, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services for Taryn Hart will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Charles Chuck Bergstrom, age 85, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Chuck Bergstrom will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Commander Douglas Patrick Keim, age 50, of Irwin, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Commander Douglas Keim will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Kenneth Howard Brinton, age 100, of rural Dexter, died October 11th. Funeral services for Kenneth Howard Brinton will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel has arrangements. Robert D. Asbury, age 85, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Asbury will be held on Monday at 11:30 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Darlene F. Anderson, age 83, of Ottoman, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Ottoman. Funeral services for Darlene F. Anderson will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Ottoman. Kessler Funeral Home Ottoman has arrangements. Carolyn Carol Rose Glenn, age 83, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Mass of Christian burial for Carol Glenn will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. and the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Wayne Arbach, age 87, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Wayne Arbach will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Maxine Hanlos, age 92, of Manning, died this morning at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Mass of Christian burial for Maxine Hanlos are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.